and with Rusk, and maybe pick about five good men that are not wedded to any viewpoint and see if they can find a better solution or any new ideas. That's number one. Number two, I think it would be a good thing if you could ever use any influence you have with him to get him to go sit down and talk to Clifford, who's in time of war, we ought to be united, and tell him that you understand that he can speak for me, and that if he can be their Secretary of State if they want him to be. And see if anything would come out of that meeting. Number three, as soon as Sorensen gets back from Rochester, I'll be glad to get the name from him. I'd hope that is any indication from your conversation that Sorensen talked to him after he saw me?
Yes, he did.
Uh-huh.
Yes, he said he did.
Uh-huh. What was his...
That the president hasn't heard back from him.
What was his reaction?
He just he left it right there.
I think we have two or three things that we have to be very careful of. I think that we, the men that we have 3.5 million that we're directing, and I do not believe that they are the leaders here believe that we ought to cut and run, and I'm not about to, of course. I'm not doing anything rash. I'm not doing near as much as the military people and the chairman of the committees think we ought to be doing. When Bobby gets a roll call in the Senate, he gets 11 or 12 votes. Mm-hmm. He doesn't prevail, and he does have a great name, and he does. His brother is gone, and he does have a lot of media support, and I think it would be very devastating.
Support is just one to defeat the Democratic ticket.
That's all it can be. And I lost 180 million worth of gold today because of the divisions, and they won't act on the tax bill. We're having an international depression in the offering. Bill Martin's been to all the central banks of Europe, and it's just as dangerous as it can be. In the meantime, the situation in Vietnam is just as dangerous as it can be. And I guess I got 14 inches of stuff I have on my table right now that I'm working at. I had dinner at 11 o'clock.
You would suggest, and I tell him that
I would ask him if he would mind going in the morning. Tell him I think it'd be a good idea, and you do, and sit down with Clifford and give him his ideas. Talk to him about anything that troubles him. Make any suggestion he wants to make. It'll come direct to me. If he doesn't want to do that, if he wants to talk to me, I'll be glad to see him. I would think, though, that the press would be embarrassing to him and to me, too. And I've got to be careful in anything I do that it's not done publicly, so Hanoi won't think I'm running out or caving or that they're having pressure on me.
Yeah.
The Soviets, Bobby sees them pretty regularly. He goes in and out, and they come in and out of his office, the embassy here, and they relay their stuff to Hanoi. And I wouldn't want them to think that he was pressuring me and that I was weakening,
yeah.
Because I think it would keep them from ever doing business with us at a conference table. If they think they can do it without, if they can beat the boys here in Washington by making me crumble, there's no use of beating them out there, you know.
That's right.
And this is a difficult thing to do to a president in time of war. I don't guess it's ever been done before. I haven't written my book, but I want to be as patient as Rusk was yesterday. The wires are just overwhelming. I guess 236-8 we got today on Russ's appearance on television.
Well, I'll call him then and make that suggestion. And unless you want me to, I won't bother you. I won't call you back.
Well, I'd be happy for you to. I wish you would.
All
because
right.
I'll
tell him that I think it'd be the better part of judgment that he see Mr. Clifford in the morning and then sit down and find out through Clifford just exactly what...
And tell him if you want to that you'll have Clifford call him.
Fine. And then I'll call you back.
But you tell him this other thing is crazy because we just have a knockdown drag out and he can't ever make it. Don't give him any encouragement.
Okay.
Bye.
Fine.
Bye.